My old granny always used to say, ne'er cast a clout till May is out, and here we are about halfway through May. I wondered what the official medical viewpoint on that. So let's ask Frank Rowntree, the city's health education officer.
Well, I know lots of old grannies who used to sew their children up in red flannel and goose grease in autumn and didn't open them up until after Easter. Another old wives' tale. No, you can't put a particular time on when one should change the form of dress. You've got to dress for the particular occasion. I and you too have known it quite warm in January, quite warm in December, and freezing cold in late May and late June. We mustn't work by the calendar, we must work by particular situations. Look at the beginning of May. Glorious weather, 4 or 5 days, we're absolutely sweltering away there, and then suddenly, within 24 hours, back to our usual summer-like drizzle, almost freezing fog. What should we do? Because May is in, do we continue to dress in a summery way and shiver and freeze when the cold snaps come along? Not at all. We've got to adjust our dress day by day, or even through parts of the day. Then again, remember that we must dress according to working situations. It can well be that women, and men too, in centrally heated premises where they work, should be wearing summery clothes, even when there are many degrees of frost outside. What they've got to be aware of is that they don't go wandering out into the cold from a warm place and have a sudden temperature change. It may mean having lightweight work clothes and heavyweight outdoor clothes. On the other hand, there are people who are working in cold places when it's warm outside. The reverse would apply. I think we've got to treat each situation as it comes. And this is why it's important to buy clothes according to need, not just by fashion. We were talking about shoes a few weeks ago. We're particularly pleased to see these chunky styles coming in. They give a lot more support, and they're suitable for a wider range of occasions than just working in or just dancing in, just going out socially in. So it is with clothes. You can get lightweight clothes that give a lot of insulation and warmth. You can get heavyweight clothes that give the feeling of body about you. Again, there are lightweight clothes that can be terribly warm. Remember the pilots during the war who wore a thin pair of silk gloves underneath their woolly mitts to retain the heat. Clothing has two or three purposes, really. It keeps out the elements and keeps in the warmth. There's fashion as well. Too often, though, I think the dictates of fashion are allowed to overrule sweet reasonableness. And we must move into a summer dress, we must have a long length, a short length, and so on. Quite crazy if we think about it objectively. So often too, and I think it's more often the women, though sometimes the men are equally silly, they will follow the trend. Just because somebody else is seen wearing a particular form of clothing, they must do it as well. Their job situations may be completely different. There are lots of people who get home from work, straight into the trough, eyes on the box, and that's it. 10 minutes to wash and change into a different outerwear, and if need be underwear, before sitting and relaxing during the evening can be tremendously beneficial. It can give you a new zip to enjoy the relaxation time better. So leisure and holiday times aren't just something that happened during the summer. Think about relaxing, easy clothes that can be worn at home. Clothes for the job, clothes for the purpose, clothes for the person.